This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom as we launch here into the third hour of the program. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian
and Conan
and Daryl.
We've been talking about video game microtransaction slash in-game purchase controversy. People upset, and I think rightfully so, over this kind of detestable
practice.
Yeah, practice that the industry
by many of the industry, by many of the developers are moving to.
Right, and
in recent years.
Particularly detestable when we're talking about a game that you've already paid full price for, and then they want to nickel and dime you for upgrades and bonuses and, you know, loot boxes and things like that. But do we need the politicians to come to the rescue? That's what FEE, the Foundation for Economic Education, is looking at here. And we'll continue your story, Conan, from their website here in moments. But first, we go to the phones to the fun. It is Sarah. She's on the line in New Mexico. Hello, Sarah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hey, you know what? I got to be put on really fast. Sometimes I'm on hold for like 35 minutes.
You know what? You never know what's going to happen here on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your
Calling earlier in the evening, too. You usually call, like, the last 20 minutes. What's going on? You must have something very important to talk about this evening.
You got a date?
No. You know, I'm just, I call
me neither,
early,
Sarah. It's okay.
I know what I want to talk about, and then I call back later, like, 7:35, you know? I'm just, I just wanted to mention the so you could feel what I'm trying to bring up, you know, like we're gonna give out homeless.
What are you trying to bring up? That's what we wanna know. What are you calling about?
Oh yes, we're gonna give the homeless housing vouchers. Like $1 million worth dollars.
Do you have housing vouchers to give the homeless people?
Is this just in Albuquerque or is this New Mexico or where is this happening?
Well, this is our county, including Albuquerque.
Okay.
So Bernalillo is like Albuquerque surrounding area, you know. So
what will the housing voucher do? Will it be like how many months of rent will it cover? What's it supposed to do?
Well, the two stipulation is that they have to be in a drug or alcohol rehabilitation program.
What if they don't have a problem with drugs or alcohol?
Well, you know, these are supposed to help people that want to sober up, that want to quit, and that are making
effort. Right, but Ian's question is, what about the people that are homeless that are not drug addicts and they don't drink, they've just fallen on some bad luck, and they want to wind up, you know, getting back on their feet, and they would like one of these vouchers. Do they still have to go to this drug and alcohol rehab, even though they are not addicted to drugs or alcohol, and they will be kicked out the first day because the first day you enter, you have to admit, I have a problem. I need help.
Yeah.
Well, they have to be mentally ill, so that's another criteria. You have to be in a mental health counseling.
Mentally ill people that are drunks and on drugs, okay.
Or you could be one or the other, right?
No, she says you have to be mentally ill and you have to go to drug and alcohol rehab.
So you have to do all of those things? No?
So either or. You either are mentally ill. You say, well, okay, I want to be on medication. I want to see a counselor. I want to see what's wrong with me. So you have to be in a mental health.
So what you're saying is that the homeless people, and by the way, I'm not in favor of government welfare for anybody.
Nor
am I. But what you're saying is, in order to get the homeless housing voucher, you have to be either claimed to be mentally ill or somehow assessed by a psychiatrist or psychologist or whatever that you are mentally ill, or you have to claim to have a problem with drugs or alcohol. If you're just somebody who's had a tough time in life and you've ended up without a home, sorry, you don't get the help.
Lot for them. If you explain their situation, they might have different avenues and allocations.
And how long are these vouchers good for? I mean, is it 1 month? Is it a whole year or a 6 month term? How long does the voucher last?
I do not know the the exact detail, but you know what? Most of the homeless people
luckily, there's this thing called the internet.
Yeah, she doesn't know the internet.
I found the city of Albuquerque's website.
Okay.
And they have info on something that they call motel vouchers. There's
this is going to be a new program.
Hold on.
Motel
so this is a new program that doesn't currently exist.
Right. This is a new thing.
All right. But I'm guessing, based on what you're saying, it sounds like it's going to be similar to this, where there's one particular hotel that they have 200 capacity for 200 vouchers for.
It's a motel, not a hotel.
It says St. Martin's Motel voucher.
Yeah, motel. You said hotel.
Whatever. I don't
hotel,
really
hotel,
know what the difference
Holiday
is. I don't know what the difference is between the two. Like, I've heard that one, the doors are inside a hallway, and the other, they're outside.
That's a good question.
But I've been to places.
Generally, motels are lower quality.
But I've been to places called the one thing that have the other, and so, like,
yeah.
I don't know.
You're confused. I get you.
But
understandable. I'm confused, too.
They have 200 vouchers available for single men or single women with mental health or substance abuse diagnosis. Length of stay, 1 week.
Oh, that's not
And
much.
Then there's a health care facility for the homeless that they only have availability for single men or indigent single females and families, and that's for 2 weeks.
Okay,
so there's
but you know what? There's going to be $1 million more dollars poured into these housing vouchers, and that's what I'm in favor of. And we're getting that because of our Democrat mayor. So
well, Democrats want to take money and give it to other people. This is my surprised face.
You know
what is the evidence, though, Sarah, that this is actually going to help these people? Because if you are a drug addict and you have the opportunity to go and stay in a motel for an extra
week,
or in this case, let's say it's a housing voucher, so you can get a month's rent in some, rundown shack or whatever. Because why would you want, if you're a landlord, you're not going to really want these people to be living in a, high-level kind of apartment or something like that, because they're going to probably trash the place. Why would you think this is going to help them? It's just going to give them a place to go shoot up for a week.
Well, they're not allowed to shoot up, but it's going to help all of the people here in Albuquerque who get panhandled to death at every intersection. It's going to help all of us. Because they're going to be.
But they already have motel vouchers, and they're still panhandling, right?
Well, I don't know about that, but
Well, he just told us about them.
KOB in Albuquerque, they've got a story about this. Apparently, according to County Commissioner Maggie Hart Stebbins, these are vouchers for short-term housing up to 60 days for people who are coming out of a treatment program, coming out of jail, and need some kind of sober living facility. So we'll give people a place to stay for up to 2 months as long as they continue to meet whatever criteria.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully during 2 months they'll be able to completely get sober and get a job and no longer be homeless.
So the idea is they're going to be checked in on. The idea is that they're going to have some sort of program that's going to ostensibly be watching them.
Another bureaucrat right. We're going to have to hire.
According to Margarita Chavez Sanchez, the county's assistant director of behavioral health services, the voucher program is different because it's not just providing a place to stay. It also provides resources to the people who want to stay clean and sober.
You know, Sarah, there's nothing wrong with wanting to help people who are drug addicts or addicted to whatever. There's nothing wrong with that idea. However, it's not real compassion in the case of the government doing it. And the reason why is because you're using the threat of force to achieve these particular goals. So even if somebody does get helped by this, and I'm not saying it's impossible. Like, it's certainly possible that somebody could check into this program and, do what they are told to do and kick whatever drug habit they have and that this will give them a roof over their head in that time frame. I'm not saying that that's necessarily inherently a bad thing, but the bad part comes from how the program is funded,
yes.
Which is what does not make it charity. It does not make it, it doesn't make it ultimately a good thing because you you can only really get true good from good, you know, good seeds. You got to plant the good seeds. Those sprout into good things. If you want to help people, it has to be done on a voluntary basis where people are consensually giving to a program, and those programs are accountable to the people who are giving to them, whereas the government is not really very accountable at all. We got more coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live. Thanks for the call, Sarah.
Zencash is now Horizon. Horizon is a privacy platform built on zero-knowledge technology with a decentralized secure node architecture. The Horizon platform enables real-life uses beyond currency, including the ability to privately chat with other people. Soon, Horizon will enable you to publish information and go anywhere on the web, all with complete privacy. Horizon, bringing privacy to life. Learn more at horizon.global, HORIZEN.global.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening in your home anytime, anywhere. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blink Protect. .com/FTL. Blink is an Amazon company.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live, and you are invited to take control of the airwaves here. Our number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms available to you as well over at discord.lrn.fm. And, in fact, we can go there here shortly because there's somebody who's been waiting in there, and unfortunately I didn't have all three of my rooms in view, so I don't know how long that person has been there. But Ian Conan and Daryl in the studio here tonight. Zencash is now known as Horizon, and it's spelled H-O-R-I-Z-E-N. Their website, horizon.global. Horizon is a privacy platform built on zero-knowledge technology with a decentralized secure node architecture. What's that all mean? Well, there's a bunch of nodes, which means that it's hard to take down this network. There's more nodes in the Zencash network than there are in the Bitcoin network. And Zencash, unlike the Bitcoin network, or Horizon now, actually pays people to run nodes. So if you're running a super node or a secure node, you actually get paid in Zen. In order to do that, you don't get that out of running a full node in the Bitcoin system. So,
and you can run a full node for Zen without having Zen staked to it as secure or super.
And in that case, you don't get paid for those.
Correct.
But Horizon.global, it's also more than just a cryptocurrency. As I pointed out, it is zero knowledge secure, so it's private. But beyond private cryptocurrency, it also offers private chat with other people. And soon, Horizon will enable you to publish information and go anywhere on the web, all with complete privacy. Horizon is bringing privacy to life. You can learn more at horizon.global, horizen.global. As we continue here, let's go to the phones to the fun. We've got ANCAP86 on the line here on our Discord call-in line. Go ahead.
Hey guys, this is Riley calling from Utah.
It's Riley, Riley Blake from the Anarcho Agenda podcast and also the editor of the Free Talk Live Daily Digest. What's up, Riley?
So I wanted to call about what's going on in Utah right now. Utah in November will be voting on Proposition 2.
What's that?
Which will be it's legalizing medical marijuana in Utah.
Really?
Yes. And that's exciting to me. However, there are religious groups, especially the Mormon Church, who the Mormon Church says that they don't oppose medical marijuana. However, they want proper safeguards, whatever that means. mainly it's justification for them to say we want the government to regulate it rather than someone else to regulate it. And so to me, that's rather concerning because when you have a religious organization that wants to point government guns at peaceful people for consuming a substance, it's basically immoral to me.
Well, yeah, of course. And you'd think the Mormons would know that the government is not
throughout their history escaping government.
Right.
And
exactly.
apparently Utah's governor and lieutenant governor are both opposed to this, as are a good many state representatives. I'm on ballot.
It's going to be hard. This is going to be a tough one.
Right. I'm on Ballotpedia looking at the people and organizations that are opposed, and the Utah Medical Association
opposed.
They're a member of the Drug Safe Utah Coalition, which is opposed.
Jesus.
The Utah Narcotic Officers Association, the Utah Eagle Forum.
I'd like to ask these people, I'd like to ask these religious zealots who are opposing cannabis, medicinal cannabis, we're not talking about recreational, medicinal cannabis, which is now on, available in 36 or 38 or something of the 50 states, so they'll be one of the last states if they do actually approve it. I'd like to ask them, did Satan make weed? Is that what
these
people think?
That's what I want to
They're afraid the kids are going to get their hands on their mommy's weed at the medicine cabinet, and then they're going to stunt their brains.
Go ahead, Riley.
I think a bigger part of it is they don't want to have people abusing drugs, and that's fine. Mm-hmm. However, do not impose your morality on somebody at the point of a gun, which is what governments do. Mm-hmm. They impose morality at the point of a gun.
Utah Medical Association said in a statement, "This initiative is not about medicine. Supporters have used images and stories of suffering patients to disguise their true aim, opening their market for products and paving the way for recreational use of cannabis in Utah."
My God, turning into an anarchy out there.
The Utah Sheriff's Association and the Utah Psychiatric Association also opposed.
My God, this is going
to
be hard.
This someone needs to get a hold of Trey Parker, and this would make a great South Park episode.
All right, so what are the Polish shows?
Because he loves his Mormons.
Do you know, Riley, offhand, first of all, how long has this been in play? Did they just file this, or is this like something they've been building up to for the last year, or when did this...
This has been something they've been building up to in the last year. The fight is just getting more and more intense as November is nearing.
So this is going to a general vote. Does it have to pass by a majority or a supermajority?
That I do not know. I'm not familiar enough with Utah to know that, but I'm guessing the
Ballotpedia will have that info. I'm looking at the polls right now.
Yeah.
The most recent poll from Dan Jones and Associates shows 64% support.
Wow.
Tribune Hinckley poll from June, 66% support. Dan Jones and Associates from May, 72%.
Oh my.
From February, 77%. Wow. From July of last year, 78%.
So it's actually going down.
It's actually going down.
The propaganda is working.
The opposition has had campaign contributions of $167 million. Compared to $761 million for support.
Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh. That's a lot. I didn't expect it to be that much. I thought you were going to say $761,000.
No.
So the opposition actually having some gains here. It's, this is, again, polling isn't necessarily going to reflect who comes out on the actual vote.
Right.
But nonetheless, still over 60% in favor on polls just 2 months away from the election. Interesting.
Yep.
Thanks for sharing that. Anything else, Riley? Go ahead.
I just want to bring this up because Connor Boyack, who heads the Libertas Institute in Utah, is also a Mormon, and he is actually fighting for this. So he's frustrated that his own church is playing in the mud with the government goons.
Well, unfortunately, this is sort of the history of things where people who are oppressed, like the Mormons were at one time in the past, they then turn around and become the oppressors. I mean, the history of abuse, the history of violence, it happens on the national level, it happens on the state level, it happens on the individual level with, abusive fathers and mothers and households and things like that. And bullies at school. Many of the people who have been bullied become bullies themselves.
Become cops.
Yeah, this is just the same old story playing out once again. It's unfortunate, and I hope you'll keep us in the loop as this develops, because I think this is going to be one of the more interesting fights on medical cannabis, because I'm glad to hear it's still, despite all the propaganda, the poll numbers are showing that people are in favor of medical cannabis in this case.
Me too. I'm glad people are still keeping up the fight, because medical cannabis is important. I would argue that regulating cannabis like tomatoes would be the better choice, but, no one's going to stand for that in Utah.
Riley Blake, thanks for calling the show tonight, and sounded great there on our Discord chat. The Discord on-air call-in line rooms are available to you. Get in there and sound probably just as good as he does over at discord.lrn.fm. That's discord.lrn.fm. We've still got more on the video game microtransaction discussion controversy thing that's coming up too. Free Talk Live.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
USA Radio News.
Hurricane Florence heading towards the East Coast. Officials along the Carolina coast are now warning residents who haven't left yet ahead of Hurricane Florence to get out now. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper.
Florence's storm surge will drown many homes. Expert modeling here at North Carolina Emergency Management shows that storm surge alone is likely to flood tens of thousands of structures.
Florence has lost some wind strength and is currently a Category 3 hurricane with 120 mile per hour sustained winds. FEMA's Jeff Beyer.
Hurricane Florence is going to cause major disruptions to government services. It is going to cause disruptions to the power. It will destroy and damage infrastructure and roads, bridges, buildings.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want here. The number for you is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Also, the Discord on-air call-in line rooms are open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
AnyPay.global, that's where you can go to get started with accepting cryptocurrency at your point of sale. If you're a manager or owner of a retail establishment and you've been wanting to accept crypto in real life, then this is how you do it. This is about as easy as it gets, at least for the state of the art today. You go to AnyPay, A-N-Y-P-A-Y, AnyPay.global, get signed up there. If you've already got a tablet at your point of sale, you are halfway done. Because you do have to have something at the point of sale on which to accept cryptocurrency. And if you got that, then you, or if you don't have one, then you can get one. But go to anypay.global and you can get signed up with your username and password. That's it. There's no process. There's no paperwork. There's no application fee. There's no application, really. It's just username and password. You're in. And then you put in your cryptocurrency destination wallet addresses. And then that way the AnyPay knows where to send the crypto to when the sale's done. And then you load up the app on your point of sale device. That's it. We're talking about maybe a 10-minute process here, maximum. Go to anypay.global and get started. You'll be easily accepting Bitcoin, Dash, Zcash, and more. Hopefully, you'll be seeing some cool new announcements coming from AnyPay in the coming weeks. And, of course, you'll hear about them here first on Free Talk Live. Go to anypay.global. As we continue here, back to the Discord chat, the Discord on-air call-in line, where Otis is on the line in New York. Go ahead, Otis.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
What's on
your mind? I just wanted to call in.
I don't really have too much to say other than, you know, a lot of stuff that's what's going on lately is crazy, but...
All right. Pick one.
Well, yeah, it's just so wild, but let me just start with... let's just talk about the Green Bay Packers, right? The big cheese. You know what they're talking about?
Daryl is a big football fan. He can probably talk about the Green Bay Packers.
I'm vaguely aware, and I don't really follow the NFL, but I do.
A college football guy or something?
More college. Okay. But I do know that Aaron Rodgers got hurt in their season opener Sunday night.
Is that newsworthy? Like, is it hurt real bad? Or like, because like, you usually get
he
hurt
might
playing football.
Be, no, like,
okay, guys.
Let's
talk about a more serious topic.
He damaged his knee. He might miss a couple of weeks.
You guys are going off the rails talking about football too much.
You're the one that brought it up, dude.
Okay, all right. Well, let's just talk about how New Hampshire legalized unpermitted gun carrying. I mean, that's a big step.
Yeah. Constitutional carry, as they call it.
Oh, and this year, air rifles. We can hunt with air rifles now.
You couldn't before?
Yep. We're the last state in the damn country. Now we finally can.
That's crazy.
You're in New York, so it must seem crazy for people to have guns, right? Because you really can't have guns in New York.
Oh, I have all kinds of guns. What are you talking
Good
about?
For
I have
you.
All the guns that there are. The two biggest guns are the ones that are to the left and right of me right now.
Boom. I love this
guy. We got the biggest guns in the whole country right here, champ.
Thank you, Otis, for your call.
I'm getting ready for him to go into burst into song, singing about how he's a jet. When you're a jet.
He is funny. Thanks for the call, Otis. I appreciate it. Toll free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. I love the accent. 855. I don't know if it's real. It might be real.
Yeah, I don't know.
855-450-3733. Conan, we were talking about the Foundation for Economic Education, pointing out that some people are turning to the government. Some government agents are coming in. These legislators in Europe apparently have done this in some European nations.
Belgium.
Where they've actually prohibited the use of the loot box.
Yep.
Is that correct?
The on-game, the in-game transactions have been banned.
Wait. All in-game transactions or just loot boxes? Sort of the gambling aspect of paying $10 or $5 or whatever it is to buy one of these loot boxes and then randomly getting some dispersion of... you know, items, in-game items.
Microtransactions in any game, any developer, have been banned in Belgium under threat of... Well, that's the thing. EA doesn't reside in Belgium.
Office, yeah, if you don't have an office in Belgium, then they can't stop a piece of software from coming into their country.
Well, I guess they could. I guess they could...
That's hard to do.
They can try...
Yeah, I don't know how they would do it.
They could put in blocks on the software website, you know, on the company's website, but that's not going to stop it.
Or the ban does not actually prevent store owners from purchasing that item and selling it to the people, they could come down on those store owners.
Oh, they will do that, yeah.
And that's what I mean. That's how they would end up doing it. Belgium is one example where they have done this. They put this ban into place.
Yeah.
And EA, by the way, this is a whole another story. But EA has called them on it, and they have they've done away with loot boxes in Star Wars, paid for microtransaction loot boxes.
Uh-huh.
But FIFA 18,
the soccer game,
they have not, and it is definitely a pay to win game. So they're calling them on it. And by the way, that's a popular game in Europe, so they're not going to... We're going to see what happens. This would be something to follow.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whether or not... what Belgium does next. But yeah, so some legislators in several countries have declared that loot boxes were a kind of gambling. And I agree with this, by the way. But
you're risking something. I mean, I guess it's not really a risk. You can't get it back.
I have seen... I've played plenty of pay-to-win games, and I have seen and been in there on the other end and feeling these guys just throwing hundreds of dollars down.
I don't think you can call it gambling. I understand the reason why
you don't know what you're going to get. I knew some Magic the Gathering guys I used to work with, and they would they'd buy booster packs, and they'd go back to the break room, and they'd have like an opening, and they would sit, and they, I mean, I'm serious, and they would
I believe it.
But
it's not gambling, and I don't. We can pull up a legal definition of gambling, but the reason I'm going to say it's not gambling is because in order to be gambling, there has to be the chance to win.
If your chances to open up a legendary are there, But wait a minute, you could get all commons.
There's not physical prizes that you can win.
You can't trade the prizes for cash, right? Like, in Battlefront... Now, we've never played Battlefront 2.
In Magic the Gathering, you can.
You can take a good card, you can go down to the Magic shop or, you know, go online and sell that and actually make money. Well, you could argue that's gambling.
I guess it's possible to sell your entire character. So if you open...
Well,
I've been thinking about selling my 2-year-old Star Wars character. But it's linked to my Google account, so I don't know how to do it. But I could probably make a lot of money off of that, because I mean there's a lot of unlocks.
Yeah, all right, you're making an argument. You're making a solid argument.
So I recall hearing several years ago, and I just pulled up an article about this.
Remember
when Chuck E. Cheese was hit with that class action lawsuit about promoting childhood gambling?
When was that?
2011.
Oh, 2011.
Oh, you mean like the foosball players with
the tickets?
That's a form of gambling.
So they were hit with a class action lawsuit. Article here out of, I think, Britain says the lawyers...
Was it in Britain or was it in the U.S.?
The article doesn't say, but this particular article...
It must be U.S. There's probably no Chuck E. Cheese in Britain, but anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Says the... Lawyers shrewdly argued that it would be
Jeffrey Cheese. Ian.
Said if the games were in fact gambling, the parents themselves,
the enablers,
were participants in the illegal gambling operation and should therefore be prevented from receiving restitution.
Mm.
This put future litigants in a bind because in order to claim that you were harmed from this illegal gambling, you had to admit guilt in having participated in illegal gambling.
That's an interesting argument, and also I would say that in the case, again, in Chuck E. Cheese's case, if you're getting these tokens or if you're getting a ticket or something, the value of those tickets is nothing outside of Chuck E. Cheese for the most part.
But you can... If you get 80,000 tickets, then you can get the really big stuff there,
Ian. But
you've got to get the tickets to get the bear.
In order to gamble, you have to have the potential to gain, right? Like, in Chuck E. Cheese, as soon as you buy the tokens, you're done. You've already spent your money. You're not getting the cash back. You're in their little system playing their games.
Win their prizes.
But you can sell those tokens to another participant.
No, you can't.
You could, for
pennies on the dollar.
I'm not saying it wouldn't be... I'm not saying what you would make, but...
Let's continue here in moments. We can talk about it. 855 450 free. And I think in Britain it would be Charles Cheese.
Thank you.
Free Talk Live.
This November, I'll be running the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. So far in 2018, the Innocence Network has welcomed 32 wrongfully convicted people home from prison for crimes they did not commit and had a record-breaking 850 people unite in Memphis at their annual conference. The movement of freeing the innocent and reforming the criminal justice system is growing and would not be possible without your support. Together as 68 network organizations around the world, they've helped exonerate 513 people who spent a combined total of 7,804 years in prison. They've also worked together to pass over 150 laws in the U.S. to help prevent wrongful convictions. You can support the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350-350.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free here, bring up what you want. We're talking about gaming, gambling, and the sort of the melding of the two, or the alleged melding of the two. Is it actually gambling when you are purchasing a loot box in a game, an online game like Battlefront 2, for instance? I'm making the argument here that it is not. Conan, you made a strong, I would say a decent argument that it may actually be if you can sell your character.
Correct.
Later on for potentially more money. But we're going to continue here. You're welcome to weigh in. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Also, we've got our Discord on-air call-in lines that are available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. And don't forget, you can help support Free Talk Live and what we do here, just like Ryan Johnson has done. He is a longtime Free Talk Live amplifier, one of our silver amplifiers, which means he's given $5 a month to the show for I don't know how many years, quite a few, several if not a decade or something like that he's been on. We're going kind of down the list from oldest to newest on our amplifier. So thank you, Ryan, for supporting Free Talk Live, and to everybody, to the couple hundred folks who every single month they're contributing at least $5 a month to Free Talk Live to help us get on new radio stations, because we're on almost 200. We're like, I think we're at about 190 radio stations right now, coast to coast in the United States. We can be on 300. We could be on more than 300, but it does take time. It does take effort. It does take marketing, and that means money to be able to reach out to radio stations. So if you support what we do, if you like the fact that we're talking about liberty on a nightly basis on actual broadcast radio in the United States, then please help us out and get all the perks that you get access to as an amplifier. You go to amp.freetalklive.com, please, and get signed up there. It's $5 a month. You can use credit card. You can use PayPal. You can use Bitcoin BTC. You get signed up. You get some cool perks like access to amp-only exclusives. There's the amp-only email list, the amp-only podcast. We've got a special amp-only Facebook group and more. Head on over to amp.freetalklive.com. It makes a big difference to us when you do that, so thank you in advance. That's amp.freetalklive.com. We've been talking about gambling. gambling, the suggestion being that, you know, playing games that like Chuck E. Cheese, apparently there was a lawsuit over this.
Yes.
It doesn't sound like it was successful.
It was not.
And I think the reason is because, well, actually, if you look at, well, of course, there's different statutes, different, you know, state laws in places that have different definitions. But generally, my understanding of gambling is that there has to be the chance to win or lose based on something that you generally don't have any control over. Whereas, and so I'll give you the New Hampshire gambling statute here, which is more detailed than Black's Law. Gambling, they say, means to risk something of value upon a future contingent event not under one's control or influence. So a horse race, of course, would be a good example of this, right?
Poker.
Poker? Well, poker could be argued that it's a skill.
Under New Hampshire statute, it is not a game of skill. It is a game of chance. That's why the only place that you can legally play poker are at the charitable gaming places that have been licensed by the state. There have been people trying to get that change to say that poker is a game of skill because it is.
Right.
But the charitable gaming industry is fighting that tooth and nail because they say we would lose all kinds of money if Ian could wind up throwing together a competitive poker tournament in his basement.
I am not a poker player, so I will not be doing that, and I'm not.
But that's what they argue is that, oh, well, everybody's going to have these things. No. No, they're not.
So I agree with you there that poker should be considered not true gambling because it's not.
But in most states it is.
Again, this is, again, how they define things. So it says here, again, you're putting money on, you're risking something of value on an event that is not under your control or influence upon an agreement.
And does it talk about, because I'm over here at U.S. Legal and I'm looking at a very similar definition of gambling.
Upon an agreement or understanding that something of value will be received in the event of a certain outcome.
Correct. So, and that's the key right there. Something of value. So, I mean, these loot boxes could be seen as something of value.
Yeah, and that's a good argument. And that if you can actually transfer the items or transfer the entire account to another person and be paid for that, I think you've got an argument there.
Right, but I don't know that you could do that easily. These developers are making that harder and harder because they don't want, like, Warcraft gold farmers, and that's all they do is just farm gold, and then they're able to sell, you know, that in-game currency for real currency.
Well, in those games...
Because it messes up the economy.
Well, in those games, you can, you know, if you get a fancy sword or something like that, you can sell that on eBay, and then you just meet up with the buyer in the game, and you transfer the sword to them.
Unless it's a no drop, and that's what a lot of these
You're getting around it.
Yeah,
they make a trade.
You pick it up, and it's bound to you. You can't get rid of it. But back in the Ultima days, there was people making big bucks.
What's Ultima?
They would make
online multiplayer game.
They would make castles and stuff and sell their castles for thousands and thousands of dollars.
I think you should be able to do that.
Yeah, I think that's great.
I think that you should. It does say here, for the purposes of the paragraph, the phrase "something of value" shall include a sweepstakes ticket or other item obtained in conjunction with the purchase of goods or services that entitles the holder to a share or chance in a sweepstakes. And then it goes on talking about sweepstakes.
And then they also exempt the lottery that they wind up running.
Right. Well, of course, the state's always exempt from their own, you know, statutes that criminalize what you do.
Plain language definition from Merriam-Webster. To gamble means to play a game for money or property. Definition 1B, to bet on an uncertain outcome. So anything. Yeah. I bought some shares of fill-in-the-blank stock. Is technically a gamble. It might not legally be considered gambling.
I agree with you there.
But it,
because you have the potential to gain, right? To me, that's the aspect of that makes something a gamble. Is in the case of Chuck E. Cheese, when you're going into Chuck E. Cheese, you lose as soon as you spend money on the tokens.
You lose as soon as you walk in the door.
Right. So, and also, Chuck E. Cheese can argue that a lot of their games are games of skill, right? So you've got the slidey ski ball thing where you gotta get the ball in the hole, and then there's the gophers that pop up out of the holes.
Whack-a-mole.
So there's those things. And then even they could even try to claim that some of the other games that are obviously not games of skill, like, you know that one game where they've got all the tokens and there's the moving
all
things
the
that move in and out?
All the little slide-on thing.
Yeah, and these shelves basically move in and out, and it looks like the tokens are about to fall off, and all you gotta do is just jostle the machine a little bit. Of course, you can't jostle those machines. They're
right. They're welded
2,000 pounds welded to the floor or something like that. But no matter how many damn tokens you drop in that thing, you never get anything out.
Gambling.
Yeah.
For sure. No skill involved. It's just it's luck.
But they can argue that there's skill involved, right? Well, else you gotta drop it at the right time. That's a bunko game. It's designed to make it so it almost never pays out. So
Never been in Chuck E. Cheese, but I have been to a couple of fairs, and
that crap is
all over the place. Yeah, what a ripoff, man.
Anything that's at a fair, it is not fair. You're going to get ripped off.
And I get motion sickness, so the fairs are not for me.
My dad had a really cool
book.
Are
you even allowed at the fair anymore?
Why wouldn't I be allowed at the fair?
Because Ian can't go to the fair.
I don't even know where the fair...
They never said I was banned from attending the fair, did they? I don't think they did.
I don't know.
They don't know me.
They don't want me to have a booth there anymore. But there was a great book that, I don't know if it's been reissued or anything like that, but for people who are interested in like fair scams and how these things, you know, these games work... there was a game or a book called The Bunko Book, B-U-N-C-O, The Bunko Book, that literally went through like all the classic fair games,
scams,
all of them, and showed how every single one of them is a total scam from top to bottom. I mean, whether it's throwing the ball at the thing, like the baskets where they got the baskets at an angle. Well, that angle is just right to where every time you throw the ball in, it's going to bounce right back out.
It'll bounce out. But see, what they do when they show you, here's how you do it. They have a ball in there already, and then they toss the other ball, and the first ball prevents the second one. It absorbs the impact.
Yeah, see, there's a bunch of scammy, physics, and, there's all kinds of things
and
going on there.
There's a bunch of videos. If you go on YouTube and just type in, carnival scams, there's a bunch of videos explaining how the various things.
They probably got it from that book, the Bunko book, because they just open up everything and they tell you what really is going on. So to summarize here, he's going to say
there was an outcry from the players.
Yeah.
And politicians were getting on board. We already see what happened in Belgium. Belgium's ban. The ban hammer's coming down. Yep. But it's not necessary because guess what? When Battlefront 2 was released, many players did exactly what unhappy customers should do.
They
refused to buy it, rejected the loot box scheme, and started an extremely vocal boycott of EA. What began as a short-sighted creative decision to pad the company's bottom line quickly turned into financial disaster,
and EA
lost a lot of money. And they're still, to this day, they're still suffering that mistake.
This is going to be something that continues to develop. We'll talk about it again, I'm sure, in the future when some other gamer game company makes the same mistake. We'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They so pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.